Y94, the Valley's number one hit music station, home of the Playhouse in the morning. We are Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Good morning to you. We posted something on the Morning Playhouse Facebook page on Friday, and my phone absolutely blew up all weekend. Maggie's phone, I know yours did.
Instantly. Like, I don't even, because I wasn't here when it was posted, so I didn't even know what happened. You called me, told me. Like, okay, I wasn't going to say anything anyway. And I walked into the store and ran into somebody I knew, and it was instant.
I think the best is the people that you haven't heard from in a long time.
They're
like, hey, what's going on? So what's up? I know we haven't talked in a while, but what's the lowdown?
I want the deets, man. Well, what I did is I posted a picture of the three of us, and we've had something going on kind of behind the scenes for a while here that we wanted to tell you about. We really did. But we've been waiting a little while, and the statement we posted on Facebook was one of these three people has accepted a new job, and we will tell you all about it 7:10 Monday morning, which, by the way, that's right now, coincidentally. Well, it's one of those things where change is inevitable. I mean, things evolve over time. We've seen it on the show already, and we survived it, and I would dare say we're probably stronger for it. I think that the Morning Playhouse circa 2013 and now 14 is probably the best the show has ever been. I think we really are firing on all cylinders. And I'm real proud of what we've done together, the three of us.
Yeah.
But that being said, change does happen now and then. I mean, with the three of us together, we've seen Donna the Deer Lady, that god-awful woman with the Halloween letter. I mean, we've seen a lot of things together. And in spite of that, change does need to happen. That being said, just going down the line here, I'm not the person that has an announcement to make today.
It's not me either.
Hi.
You have the floor, sir. Tell us about the new job you've accepted.
Well, and I think, you know, as you get older, certain situations present themselves. This came up, and I think it was probably one of the most terrifying instances, but yet most exciting instances, because basically my whole life will change. So the new job that I've accepted is that of fatherhood.
Yay! Oh my God, I'm so excited.
A baby!
So to be fair, I'm not going anywhere. As we've said, I come with this radio station. You can't get rid of me.
Can't get rid of him.
But there's a lot of change that's going to happen.
I have one request, and that is at least once, can we be the first ever to attempt a morning show with a crying baby in the background for the entire show?
That might entirely happen.
I would be in heaven.
I think... Baby fever? I think that would be kind of fun. I think that would be really interesting to be the first to ever have a baby in the studio.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that anywhere ever before. But I, no on the diapers or babysitting ever.
Oh, my God. Thank you. Babysitter right here. Yes.
Sweet.
That is, unless you want me to be a godfather, that way I can have your child kiss my ring and call me the godfather. Maggie?
Yeah, maybe.
You want to make a run for this? Do we have a competition on our hands?
Let's do this. Yeah.
Well, and there's still plenty of time because we're looking right about mid-April so far, date-wise. So there's, you know, lots of fun stuff going on in the background, picking up ice cream and olives.
Well, at first when you told me this, I was outright horrified because my first thought was, oh, no, Rat's going to be an awful father. I really thought,
no.
Bad dad. And then I thought about it a little more. I was like, well, he's basically raised me and Maggie already. So maybe you probably would be a great father. Yeah.
Well, and I think
turned out okay.
The most terrifying of it was I come from a family of all boys, you know, two other brothers. And the notion of karma coming back to get you, you know what I mean? Like, think back of all the horrible things that you've done to your own parents. And it's like, oh, my God, it's coming back to me.
What if it's just like you in every way? What if you're raising a little you?
Well, and that's the frightening part is we got the news that it's a little girl.
Oh my God.
Well, look at you dropping all these bombshells, Rat.
I knew.
I thought you were going to save that one. I did know.
Did you?
Yeah.
No, and
I didn't know.
I was not. I bet. Little females in my life was not, you know, no sisters or anything like that. So it's like, I at least with the notion of a boy, I was like, okay, I kind of get this. Now with a girl, I'm like, I have no idea.
Super overprotective dad.
Have you considered that this little girl might look just like you?
Oh, yeah, that scares me, too.
Yeah. I mean, it could at least look like Sarah.
It'll look like Sarah.
But God willing.
Oh, please.
If there is a God, this little girl will look just like your wife. Because then I would feel bad for you once again.
And get more of her personality traits as well.
Yeah. You, as a little girl, you? Yeah, yikes. Look, there's going to be a baby in the Playhouse family.
Playhouse baby.
The most important job of all. Fatherhood. Look at that tender, heartwarming moment we just had. I'm excited because I feel like this opens the door to a whole new a series of conversations. I mean, up all night because you got crying baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and how many times do we have topics where it's like, look, none of us have kids, so okay, I don't understand. Yeah. Now I'm going to be the one like, I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
I, too, am miserable.
Just so you know, the future birthday Christmas gifts, they're not going to be for you anymore.
Well, and do you remember when we had the discussion about worst things to say to a pregnant woman?
Mm-hmm.
I have been living this and witnessing this for now the last couple of months, and it's amazing the stupid things people will say.
Example?
Somebody who, a friend of my parents, who's in the medical field, actually said to her, are you sure there's something that's not wrong? I mean, you're barely showing. It's like, why would you say that to a pregnant woman? Oh, my God.
Well, you're getting some text love already. Congrats. You'll be a great dad. Somebody texted 35270. Congrats, Rat. Thanks for scaring me that you were leaving, guys. Somebody else says, Rat's facial hair probably had a lot to do with it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
And somebody else says, I'm so glad nobody's leaving. I was scared for a minute. You ruined my weekend. Well, come on, it wouldn't be us if we didn't have a little fun with you first.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Hey, baby, hey, baby, hey.